Initiative for Peace.
Yep.
Why did you join?
I joined the Initiative for Peace because it was a great program to focus on conflict resolution and sort of peace building activities.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it was. My friends and I that joined expected a little bit more out of it because usually you were allowed to travel to places like Cambodia and Myanmar and see this sort of conflict resolution in its actual process. But due to COVID, there were some complications and we weren't able to travel this year.
So that's a challenge, though.
Like, definitely.
How did you guys overcome that? Like, how?
I think they made up for it somewhat by using simulations and sort of hypothetical scenarios to help us understand this. There was a lot of online sort of stimulation as well through different games we played online, different, you know, again, scenario situations where we had to kind of make decisions in the moment and delegate responsibility among a different group and also fix problems and conflict as they came along in those situations. So we did stuff like analyzing places like Eswatini, where there's a ton of conflict in Africa, and how things could be improved, talking about acts of terrorism and the manner in which these things should be dealt with and the requirement of both diplomacy and a strict attitude. So we were just kind of weighing the pros and cons and things like that. It was a much more philosophical sort of discussion, but yeah.
What did you learn from the whole process? Like, we do have a challenge, and because of the pandemic, that's something that is quite difficult to resolve, but then we find alternative.
In that way, definitely I learned there's always a way around, and you can sort of, you can make things work even when you think they might not, you know, be appropriate or sufficient. Making the most out of what you have was a big lesson that we learned from the teachers and the organizers of the group.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'd say it's a very heavy discussion, you know, talking about things like terrorism and, you know, religious disagreement. You have the rise of feminism. You have a lot of discrimination still. And discussing these things and looking at ways to resolve such conflict and such disagreement was pretty interesting, I'd say, and I think it kind of broadened the whole group's view of how these situations should be viewed and dealt with.
Mm.
Yeah.